Toronto. Strength in energy stocks Thursday wasn't enough to keep Canada's main stock index from posting a loss amid weakness in tech and other sectors, while U.S. markets also declined. It feels like there's a bit of a change in tone after the second quarter as markets search for direction following a very strong start to the year, said Kevin Burkitt, portfolio manager at Victoria-based Burkitt Asset Management. I think the next 4 to 6 weeks are going to be really critical to send the markets either on its continued growth path or maybe cool things off, he said. The S&P/TSX Composite Index was down 86.84 points at 19,812.23. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 290.91 points at 34,474.83. The S&P 500 index was down 33.97 points at 4,370.36, while the NASDAQ composite was down 157.70 points at 13,316.93. Thursday saw a continued, summer drift, downward, but underneath the quiet day of trading there's a continued sectoral shift happening, said Burkitt. The S&P/TSX Composite's loss Thursday came despite the energy index rising 1.45%. With energy prices much higher than they were earlier this summer, the sector is contributing to a shift away from the growth stocks that fueled this year's rally, and toward value stocks, said Burkitt. Last year was all about value outperformance relative to growth, he said. Then growth stocks, led by tech, rallied in the first half of 2023 and took back some of their 2022 losses. We're starting to see in the late summer some of that begin to unwind a little bit. And I'd say today has been a strong value outperformance day relative to growth. That's despite the pressure on commodities being felt as weakness in China's economy increasingly makes itself known. I think some of the stories we're hearing out of China are raising concern about whether the Chinese economy really is going to continue to kind of be the engine of the commodity supercycle that we've seen, really, since the early 2000s, said Burkitt. That's weighing on commodities, but cuts from OPEC Plus are continuing to buoy oil prices, he said. Bond yields stayed elevated Thursday as investors increasingly see interest rates staying higher for longer in the face of economic resilience, said Burkitt. In yet more signs of that resilience, fewer U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than expected, while a survey of mid-Atlantic manufacturers showed unexpected growth. The Canadian dollar traded for 73.94 cents U.S. com paired with 73.98 cents U.S. on Wednesday. The October crude contract was up 88 cents U.S. at $79.90 per barrel and the September natural gas contract was up 3 cents at $2.62 per MMBTU. The December gold contract was down $13.10 at $1,915.20 an ounce and the September copper contract was up 3 cents at $3.69 a pound. With files from the Associated Press, this report by the Canadian Press was first published August 17, 2023. Companies in this story, TSX, GSPTSE, TSX, CAD USD equals X, Rosa Saba, the Canadian Press.